Hello and welcome to Love Your Life Now. My name is Sonia Sophie and today I am here with two of my best friends in the world, the wonderful
Tina Thornton
and the beautiful
Christina Sargun Powers.
And we are going to continue today on the track of relationships. However, we're taking a completely different spin on it, which is going away from troubled relationships and how to deal with that. So those are the last three podcasts. And if you haven't listened to them, you might want to go check them out. So troubled relationships, how to deal with them. And today we are going to discuss, what is it like to take care of someone else, to have a relationship with someone else, to bring someone else into your life that is not part of your blood family, for instance, and make them part of the family, and or extend yourself to be part of someone else's family? And how can that make our lives more full and more beautiful, more loving and more fulfilled? And what do we get out of that when we let people come into our families or when we extend ourselves into another family? So I know Christina has something to say about that. Why don't you take the floor?
Well, I have three new boys staying in my home. They are coming here from out of the country, and they're going to my son's high school. And they've been here for 2 weeks now, and I've just experienced a lot of joy and building a family. I didn't know what this was going to be like. I knew that it was just part of my son's school. It was part of, you know, they play basketball and part of the team, but we're really kind of building a family. And so, you know, I have two teenagers, a daughter and a son, and they're kind of in that transition of, you know, my daughter will be in college next year. My son is that 15-year-old, you know, resisting the mom things that I have. But here are these three new boys coming in, and they're loving my momness. They're loving the care and the nurturing that they get. And so my son sees this, and he's kind of taken on a new appreciation of it. And so now we have this like family. We had a family meeting, and they're doing chores, and you know, just there's this natural groove that happens, and I am feeling so much joy in taking care of them. I mean, there's a lot of work, but I have to tell you, it's just like, you know, when you have a new baby and you experience that endless joy, that's the only association I have with it. I love coming home, even if I don't feel so good. Like today, you guys know I'm sick. I love being around all of them. I love when I finish, you know, something away and I come back. You know, they're waiting for me to cook. They're waiting for me to take them somewhere. But still, we're all, you know, I don't know, experiencing something, some this extended family. They're here for the whole year.
Dynamite.
Great. That's why I never hear from you anymore. What happened to Christina? I don't know. But then I imagine you walking around with these four boys and all of them a head taller than you. And you in the front, like blazing, trailblazing, and the four of them, you know, behind you. And it just that brings a smile
to
my
face. That is exactly what it was like. We walked in, we were school supply shopping last night, and we walked into a store to buy, you know, all the supplies. And we're over there, and some guy comes running up to me, and he goes, "I just have to tell you, you walking in with all four of your boys, and they're so big, how do you feel?" And I go, "Safe?" So, you know, they all think I'm their mother, and one of the boys goes, "Do you like that?" I go, "I love that. I've always wanted a big family, and I love the fact that people think I'm your mother. I mean, I am. I'm your American mother now, but..."
Awesome.
It's something else, I tell you. There's some new vibrancy that I feel from this experience. And it's not just, you know, there's a lot of work, like I said, but it's just vibrant and a labor of love. I don't know what else to say.
And so on a psychological side, you know, or coaching side, where that comes from is to stop thinking about oneself. And so when the center of attention goes from the self to other beings, that's when true happiness can come in, because joy comes only from being in service to others, true joy. So even if we're meditating all by ourselves, we are in service to others because we are meditating, and that is changing the energy field. So that is, you know, that is also that. But when we are worried about what am I going to eat? What am I going to, how am I going to pay the bills? How am I going to do that? How am I going to deal with my son or, you know, daughter? Those types of things, it is still I-centered. So now you have these other people that you get to take care of. And they could be anybody. They don't have to be exchange students from other countries. But they could be, for instance, your old elderly next door neighbor. When we start focusing on them and putting, like you said, it's extra work. You can't just do what you want to do when you want to do it. There is a schedule now that you have to follow and they have to follow and all of that. And then we experience like, whoa, I'm doing so much more and my life is so much better. And it comes from the fact that you are doing service from the heart, a service from the heart to or for another human being. So it's in the connectedness where we can love our lives now.
Yeah, because I have to say, you know, having experienced motherhood, I really love these boys. I mean, I have a love for them. I have a, you know, I look out for them, and I've communicated with their parents, and their parents are just telling me how grateful they are that they're in my home and that they have somebody's caring for them like that. And I said, you know, I understand because my daughter goes to another country and I have to trust that somebody's caring for her. But it's like an instant love. Like, it's like when you have your baby, your new baby, that's the only, you know, connection I can remember, is that you're instantly in love with that child. And so there's something there where I do love these boys.
Just make sure your son doesn't ever listen to this podcast. Just kidding.
Well,
no, but he's getting brothers.
He is, right? Because suddenly he has a new appreciation for mom because he sees how much they produce. Because before, I was dorky mom. I was overprotective mom. I was, you know, mom, nobody likes you, mom. You so this, so that. And now he sees that these boys are really excited to have me in their life right now. Right now, let's see what happens in a couple months.
Yeah,
this is awesome. The neat thing too about what we're talking about is that it's not a new model. This is something that actually for thousands of years, this is how human beings, this is how we really function. We didn't go off and create these mom, dad, and children little pods and then duplicate, well, let's get the lawnmower, let's get the... We shared tasks, we shared families, we reared the children together. There were elders that actually reared up the children, because at the time in some of these ancient societies, the wisdom would be only imparted with these... You would be considered an elder, you would be considered a wise one. The children would get to play together at 7, 8, 9 years old when we'd start to see the differentiation among the children and their skill levels and what they were drawn to doing. Then apprenticeships would be created. We're getting back to connecting to a very old way of relating. Mm. And there's a documentary series called The Women Among Us, which is beautiful stuff. Our history didn't really begin with the Greeks, you know. That's a whole other interesting conversation. And they look at the art of New Delphi, they look at the art of different civilizations around the world, and talked about more matriarchal societies where the women were actually making decisions and they were taking care of the family. They were very much the forefront of the model of the society, and they didn't have issues with war. They didn't have issues also, too, with the care of the children. It maybe wasn't super clear who might be the fathers of some of these children. So the society took care of all of its members equally. So it's beautiful. I love hearing you talk about this. I get excited about the older models. And I think we're kind of finding ourselves moving back to that too.
Well,
and
there is a need for that. There's a need for that, because in this isolation that we've put ourselves in these tiny, you know, micro families, we are, as you see now, Christina, like firsthand experiencing it, we are cutting ourselves off from potential joy and love that we could have in our lives if we were able to allow 2 or 3 or 4 families to be somewhat closer, or all the families in the community to be somewhat closer. And now that does take a community of people who are on the same page as far as respecting human life goes. Yeah. However, on the flip side of that, when children are raised by several people in the community, then you have less issues with that. So it is it's a cycle. It could be an upward cycle or a downward cycle. And right now we're experiencing still that downward cycle where through the isolation, people are really losing their connection to what's humane, what's right, what's wrong, and to themselves. And so they're completely lost and cannot function even in the society that we have. And yet if we were to create an upward cycle, because now we might say, oh, we're afraid to, you know, create a bigger community because then these people would be part of it. Well, they would actually have a chance to be healed if we were to do that. And then it would be an upward cycle and people would have, on the flip side, an opportunity to be even greater than they're turning out now, because they would have that support from other people and input and brothers that aren't their brothers and mothers that aren't their mothers, but they know something that the mother doesn't know, and fathers, you know, one has a skill that the other one doesn't. So you know, why not just cross train? And human being shouldn't matter who mom or dad is, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's all expansion.
Exactly.
It's all expansion. And it will be, we get to watch. I know it looks a little freaky, but we're watching an old way, like you said, an old way of doing things. We're watching it collapse, and these new systems are emerging all around us. I mean, it's different than what we're seeing in the news. There's some exciting stuff happening.
Yeah, and at the center of it all, like I said, I'm in it, and I don't want to analyze it. I just know what I'm feeling, what I'm experiencing, and there's a love, and you know, I've shared with you both that challenge I've had in my personal life of disconnecting from this romantic love. It almost felt like a tether, like I couldn't disconnect from that. You know, it was very painful. And now suddenly this motherly love that I have for my family that's growing, this extended family that's growing, it beats that. It supersedes it. Mm-hmm. It's suddenly not that pull or drain or...
Yes.
Okay.
And so the
reason,
everybody listen to the last three podcasts. I'm just saying it again. So the reason for your pain in this romantic love, it was in part because there was not enough for you. And you know, the capacity of rendering service is different for different people. So you have a huge capacity for rendering service and your capacity wasn't fulfilled. So there was too much time to think about, what am I going to do now? What about my life? What about me? What about my boyfriend? So when there are people who have these huge capacities to serve other people and these capacities are not filled, that's when we start to get entangled or, you know, have an opportunity to get entangled with one person, particularly the romantic love from the other side. And then that fills up. But again, that doesn't really fill us up because we're not really doing a service for them. We're just, as we discussed, that's then just usually mirroring each other what our raw points are. Mm-hmm. And that's not going anywhere. So that is fixed instantly when we get what real unconditional true love is, versus the romantic love, which is not a true love.
Or society standards.
So exactly.
Yeah, and I felt that as I teach, you know, as I'm with my students who are in high school and I teach, I'm so filled up. And, you know, and I leave them, and then that's kind of how these last few weeks have gone. I come home, I'm with the boys, you know, and I'm filled up. And so this other relationship, although, like, I'm understanding that I do need to serve, and how it's just endlessly joyful.
And how freeing is that then for everyone to know? And I've been having these thoughts, you know, recently also coming up more often, which is truly when we dedicate our life to service, then we really do not have to worry about having a romantic partner in our lives, because it just won't matter. And then one can come in or one can leave, and it does not matter. It does not rattle you mm-hmm. as much as, right? Because your true love, the universal love, that the love that everything is made of, that is always there. And when you're living in that, then the romantic relationships and, you know, close encounters or whatever that we have with these other human beings, right, with these other souls, they could be just as intense. However, they won't rattle us in the same way where there's despair and depression and anger and all of that, because our mission in life is to serve in the true love, the love of God, universe, source, whatever. And that holds us up and supports us, and nothing else is really needed.
So true. I mean, that's exactly what I'm feeling.
And those romantic loves, those loves where we, or if you want to call it love, I don't know that's accurately love.
Right. I would use that a different pull, word.
Where we get into the duality and that male-female thing and the push-pull, push-me-pull you. We realize that that's not truthful. That's not the fullest of who we
exactly.
are.
It's a completely different thing. So really, the word love shouldn't really even be used for that anymore. So then that's an encounter.
Or infatuation. Distraction.
Distraction, maybe, yeah.
Or it's a relationship, but maybe it's not a love relationship.
So mostly there's a learning relationship.
There's a learning relationship you have. There is an agreement mm-hmm. that you have.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you know, maybe a respect that you have, but maybe love isn't really what it is.
And when we can see it that way, then I bet you the lessons that we're supposed to learn from one another will go much smoother, with less drama, much faster. And then we have a choice to spend more time together lovingly, maybe actually reaching the real love level, instead of being caught up in the romantic type love.
Yeah.
And so then going from relationship to coupleship, for instance, that would be when that is possible. As we talked about, two whole people have to come together. So if you are in service and you're doing all of that and you are already completely filled up with love where you don't need it anymore, now you're a whole person. Now if you encounter another whole person, now this is when you get together and 1 + 1 = 3. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, listen to the last podcast, okay? And because this is amazing stuff.
Yeah, awesome. There's also a book in 1937-1938. Probably you guys have heard of it. Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich.
Oh, yes, I have it.
And that chapter 11, The Mystery of Sex Transmutation.
Yeah.
I'm going to read it today.
Oh, it's awesome. And then to actually take that energy that we have, and Napoleon Hill took a look at the most successful people on the planet at that time. And it could be their beloveds, it could be an artist's muse, but how they utilized these relationships to actually activate who they were, the fullest potential of who they were as a human being. I'm fascinated with that model, and I'm fascinated with utilizing our love and connection with people. If we do have romantic, we do allow ourselves to have romantic connections in that way, but this is utilizing it in the most expansive way possible. This is utilizing it for the whole of the world, and it's exciting if you want to take a look at it. Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. I think it was, 1937, 1938 that he wrote the book?
I don't know when he first wrote. I think it was much earlier than that.
Yeah, I do. I think it was maybe in the 20s.
But either way, he also discusses how some of those people, got into their ego and left their others for younger others, and everything crumbled and fell apart.
Yeah.
Because you have to still stay connected. And so maybe that's a cool topic for next time, because we're running out of time here already. And so next time, then, let's just say we'll talk a little bit more about sexuality in a relationship, but what different types are there, where do we want to take it, where can we take it, what do we have to watch out for, stuff like that. So if you guys want to indulge in books and stuff. Okay, all right, so Christina will be saying lots of stuff about this next week. It's going to be great. informative and heart-filling, and it's going to be very expensive and sensual and all that stuff. So I think that's a great next step, since we're talking about relationships and all of that. And that is also something where I have decided to do things differently and had some experiences that showed me, whoa, okay, you can do a whole different thing with sex. You can be all penned up about it and all stiff, but awesome, great, I love it, thanks for bringing that up. So I'm going to talk about that next time, and for now we want to thank you for listening in, and we want to make sure that you share this podcast with your friends and anyone that you think can benefit from having a good conversation about stuff that really matters. And we are here for you. You can look us up on the podcast, podomatic.com/SoniaSophie page, where the podcast is located. All the email and all of that is there. And shoot us an email if you have a question, or if you want us to talk about something, or if you want to talk to us for any other reason. And so until next Friday, we want to make sure that you love your life now.